Bernard Oliver is combining his love of boxing and filmmaking in his documentary short, Lost in the Sauce, The Calvin Henderson Story. The film will be screened at the Fayetteville Film Festival, which is scheduled for November 11th through the 13th, and it will offer both in-person and virtual screening options. Bernard Oliver is joining us now to tell us more about his documentary and his work. Bernard, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. So how are you feeling about having your film selected to be screened at the Fayetteville Film Festival this year?
I cannot even put into words how excited I am for this to be done and for it to be shown to everybody. It's been a long road. I believe I started shooting this documentary probably about 3 years ago, and it really, really didn't hit its stride until about 4 months ago. I knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't know where I was going. And I think having a deadline for this film festival is the thing that really gave me the kick in the butt. It was the thing that made me finish, was having this deadline. So the film festival is so cool to me because it made me finish. It's going to be on display for the public. It's something I always wanted to do. You know, I did everything myself. And just to show my mentors, a couple of my mentors, Jose Lopez and Eric Hughes and, you know, Calvin, the people that are in the documentary, and to see their reaction is such a blessing to me because I worked so hard on this documentary. I put my soul into it. And what I said a few months ago, it's going to be my magnum opus. It is definitely by far the best thing that I've ever done, considering my film career. The only thing that I can even compare to it is winning championships in boxing. That's like the highest thing in my life. And I finished this documentary and it outpaced it. So it's such an honor to be a filmmaker on display and to be honored by the film festival and then to have them play and screen my film. I it's so hard to put in words.
And what's interesting about this documentary short is that you've been able to combine your two loves of filmmaking and boxing. So the film is called Lost in the Sauce, The Calvin Henderson Story. Can you tell us a little bit about how you connected to this story and what it's about?
I moved up here in 2007 and I went to U of A. The connection is that I was boxing. I met Coach Kevin. I met Calvin, and they quickly became my family. Coach Kevin became like an older brother, or, you know, like a dad. He's like my father figure in my life. He, you know, it's something that I didn't grow up with a dad. And it was really, really refreshing to have somebody like that in my life. And then Calvin is so funny. Calvin is my brother. I tell people that all the time. We are not related by blood, but you would not know it. You know what I mean? If you came around, he's family to me. And so Calvin and I grew up around each other, like this close to each other, and never met. We didn't meet until we got in college. And so we even played each other in football in high school in Texas. You know, we found out this year while I was recording this documentary, we found out that we went to the same daycare when we were like 5 years old. It's the craziest thing in the world. So we have been around each other our entire lives. And, you know, it's cool that we came together in college and we met. And you know, I was able to tell the story. And people don't know the things that boxers go through. They see boxing and they're like, it's just two dudes in the ring fighting. Maybe some people are like, it's a little more than fighting. It's a dance. It's a sweet science. But they don't know what it's like to be a boxer. They don't know the struggles and the pains and the things that we go through. They don't know that I have to go through the same thing that everybody else is going through, and then I have to fight another human being off me, you know? And that was the biggest thing to me that I wanted to do. I always, like you said, I always want to put boxing and film together. And I always said in college, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to mix those two things together and I'm going to create a career for myself. I'm not making millions or anything like that, but I'm happy. To me, I love telling stories. I love getting people's stories out there and things that you can connect with and things that you can see, man, I understand that. And so getting to see that he is not just this excellent boxer. He is a dad. He's a brother. He is a son. He is somebody who has struggled with depression, somebody who, you know, blew up 40 pounds overweight, you know, COVID really, 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 you know, destroyed a lot of things that were going on in his life. To see the perseverance and the things that he's gone through, I had to be able to tell the story.
And one of the things that helped you get this documentary out now is being an award winner. So the Fayetteville Film Fest launched the Michaux Award and Film Lab last year, so 2020, to support BIPOC projects. And you were one of the inaugural winners of the award. How has that helped you as a filmmaker?
It's helped immensely. It's hard to be a filmmaker with no backing and nobody to give you money and nobody to help you do things. And, you know, I'm learning that you can go raise money, but that's a skill that, I mean, people get paid six figures to grant write or, you know, to go get help with publishing documentaries and books and things like that. But, you know, for an average person, it's really difficult to do that. So I got to stack some money and then buy some equipment and then stack some money and then buy some equipment, stack some money and buy some equipment. And that's been going on since I was in college. You know what I mean? That's 12 years it's been going on and my documentary wasn't done, you know? And so for the Film Lab to step in and the film festival to step in and give us an opportunity and then, you know, award us the amount of money, the $500 that I got. People don't realize how far $500 can go for a filmmaker. Especially if, you know, I don't have to pay anybody. I just gotta get my stuff. I gotta pay for my gear. So, you know, I can buy microphones, I can buy lights, I can buy my backdrops, I can buy you know, camera lenses, I can buy, you know, all the different stuff that I need to make this production be something that is phenomenal. And, you know, I've always, you know, pat myself on the back a little bit. I've always been a person who took whatever I had and made the best out of it that I could. You know, it was the way that I started my company. You know, I'm from Dallas. And so I shot everything like I would see on television in Dallas. I didn't realize when I first started doing that there are markets and there are looks and there people don't have HD and all that kind of stuff. Back in the day, nobody had HD. I just thought it was normal because in Dallas, we got that. You know, the news is in HD, you know, so not knowing that that's a top four market at 17, 18 years old, it's just, I thought that's what it was like everywhere. And so I bring that to everything that I do. So I make the most out of what I give. But man, you give me a little revenue, it's going to be a wrap. Yeah, it's a masterpiece that's going to come out of that just because those small things, those gears, microphones, sound, mixers, you know, being able to buy my laptop, you know, to be able to video edit on, being able to subscribe to Adobe Creative Suite. You know, those things, those monthly payments, those things, those are things that you need capital for. And I think it was such an honor to be given an award. It's one thing to give you an award and be recognized. It's another to give you an award and provide you with some revenue, which is big. It's huge for me.
So this is your big accomplishment for right now, but it seems like you're hitting your stride and getting catapulted into other things. So what other projects, what other programs are you involved in? What's on the horizon for you?
I was a part of Professor Larry Foley's advanced television class in college. And we won an Emmy for a production that I was a producer on. You know, I had reporters. It's set up like a real newsroom. I had reporters. I sent them out. They did stories, all this kind of stuff. We entered to win a Mid-America Emmy and won one in the student category. Ever since I won that, I have wanted to win one solo. I've wanted to win one as an adult, and I've wanted to win one for a production that it was just me. And so that's the biggest thing. Once the film festival's over, I want to really go back, get some feedback from everybody, see what they say, and really go over with a 30-second fine-tooth comb, because I've gone over this documentary plenty of times. But I want people to see it. I want them to give me feedback, and I want to win an Emmy. I'm involved with Real Digital. It's an offshoot of PBS. And mm-hmm. So they are doing a lot of things with Arkansas PBS and National PBS. It's really, really cool. We had our first meeting yesterday, and I got to meet these awesome ladies who were so amazing. You know, one lady is a freelance filmmaker, and she goes around the country. She's in Detroit right now. And the other lady works for, I believe, National PBS. And her job is to bridge the gap between, like, the old school PBS, where it was just, like, public broadcasting TV, where it was boring and it was all this stuff. And then you kind of got some nature shows, you kind of got some kids shows, some Boomer Foods and stuff like that, into this new awesome thing where they have documentaries and they have, you know, these shows, these interactive YouTube shows, cooking shows, all this kind of stuff. And they're bridging the gap between those generations. And I'm super involved in that. I'm loving that. Arkansas PBS has been super dope. So a short film, a feature-length documentary, and another documentary on my coach are some of the short-term goals, and really getting into the film community here with everybody that I can to get to know, man, because the film community here is pretty dope. I was expected to be really standoffish and people not be cool, but everybody's like, they're like me, like they want to know the filmmakers, they want to see what your work, they want to, you know, tell you how great it is, they want to tell you what you can fix, and they want to be told what they can fix. So that's really the goal right now, is to get involved more in the film community and, you know, get some more projects out.
Bernard Oliver, thank you again for speaking with us, and congratulations on being accepted to the film festival. We look forward to seeing what else you come up with in the future.
Thank you. And I want to give a big shout out to Arkansas Soul, because you guys are amazing. So thank y'all for having me.